שלום, את ההכנה שלנו...
Hello, the preparation today was made by tens in Florida and Toronto too. Florida, please.
Hello, friends. Good morning. Good evening. This is a wonderful time of day, the best time of day, when we come together like this. I long for it all day long. For me, it's evening time, and I love to be here with the friends. And there's a concern that's on my heart, and it's about what Rav has been talking about in the lesson. And it's about having the right prayer, asking correctly. He mentioned that when a child asks his mother, the mother doesn't give him what he wants because he didn't ask in the right way. And I know we can do it. I know we can do it together. We've been together a long time. And we have to pull together this intensity and this yearning. What do we need to do to ask in the right way? I know I have to not think of myself. And I know that we all have to do it together. And this is all we need to do. And the world will be whole again. The soul will be whole again. We'll be dancing with the Creator. So if we can just have sensitivity tonight on the lesson, a great sensitivity to what Rav is telling us, what the Kabbalists before wrote to us, what they're telling us, what we need to do, how we need to act, how we need to ask the Creator. How do we need to come to the Creator? What does it mean to come to the Creator? Please, friends, let's do it. Let's do it in this lesson tonight. Have this sensitivity to each other. Hold on to each other. L'chaim, friends. L'chaim. Toronto.
Hello, dear friends. It's so amazing and wonderful to be here with you, starting this lesson together. And continuing what Carl said, Rav has been teaching us about the day and the night, the day and the night. And what a wonderful knowledge, revelation, wisdom, a life hack this is. It's just out of this world, literally, to know this and how it works and how good it is. And sometimes we are in that night part of the equation, and it's dark. We don't see each other. We don't see where we're going, where we are, and we're looking for that switch. And the beautiful part of this whole equation, what Rav has been teaching us, Rabash, Baal Salam, our Kabbalist, is that the switch, even though we might be looking all around for that switch to turn off that darkness, but the switch is actually right here in front of our noses. It's just so within reach. It's the lesson. It's the friends. It's the books. And like Carl said, it's so easy for us to reach. We don't have to go all over the wall looking for the switch to turn instantly that darkness into light. And the switch is right here. It's the prayer and all of us together in this lesson. It's perfect. There's nowhere else we want to be right now, but here together going into this wonderful lesson ahead of us. Let's do it, friends. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Kotev HaRabash.
L'chaim. Rabash writes,
ורוצים ביחד לעבוד על אהבת
When a group of people gathers and wishes to work together on love of friends, they must all help one another as much as they can. And there are many discernments about that, since not everyone is the same. meaning that one, what one needs, the other does not. However, there is one thing in which all are equal. Each and every one of the friends needs high spirits. That is, when the friends are not in a good mood, they are not all the same in their needs. Rather, each has his own reason for being unhappy. Therefore, each one must contemplate how he can bring about a good mood to the other. Florida?
Friends, question for an active workshop. What mood or spirit should we want to awaken in the friends? Again, what mood or spirit do we want to awaken in the friends? Please.
I want to awaken a spirit in the friends that our goal is important and big, and it's above everything a person in this world goes through.
Yeah, the spirit we want to awaken is a spirit of greatness of the goal, where spirituality is above everything else in life. And maybe similar to the exercises we've been doing for several days, it's a spirit where each friend constantly thinks about how we can bring contentment to the Creator in every action.
A spirit of life, that there is a spiritual life, and that's much bigger than all other desires that awaken.
The connection between us is something that tastes good, and the way Rami knows how to do it.
Thanks. There is the matter of a mood that is perceived as something happy. And that's true. We have to increase the importance of spirituality. They give their friends security and strength so they can do this work with happiness. It's a matter of confidence and security, so it's our mutual responsibility for each other to give confidence and happiness to the friends.
I would also add being proud and grateful that we've been chosen for this path, that through us is like the channel from the Creator to the created beings and from the created beings to the Creator. Meaning, we are worthy of this task, and we should be confident that we will do it.
A spirit of support for each other, to call each other, to read something before the lesson together.
A state of spirit that is above matter. It's an aspiration to resemble the upper light that is above all the tiny things that the will to receive leads us to.
Spirit that awakens the friends in order to awaken the light, so that we can come closer to the upper light to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, it's a spirit of Kedusha, holiness, of importance of the goal. And at the same time, we should accept it gladly, as the friend said.
Dear Creator, you are the beginning and the end of everything. and we want to serve you ceaselessly. Thank you, Creator, for giving us everything to connect your name to the world. Help us to do this together. Remove all thoughts of self-benefit from our hearts and give us the power of bestowal to act only for your sake.